All right, Vince, got yourself another win in Arena Cross. Although you've been really good in this series, to see you go to get caught and passed by Ryan there in the first one, I was pretty surprised. He was riding well.
Yeah, Ryan's good when he's on, and he's whoop suit him. He's really good. I was a little too patient with Austin. I just, if I don't have to smash him, I don't want to. And Austin's just good enough that I was going to kind of have to bump him to get by. And Ryan's down maybe 30 points, so he's not patient, and he wants to win bad. So he had no patience, and he went right by us while I was waiting. And then I saw him jump on this red light, and so I just was like, no point in even chasing him down. I was hoping they would do their job, because I've been docked for some of these red lights too. So, and they did. It took them a little while, and they got the call right. And then won the second moto.
Second moto. He haunted you, like stalked you pretty good. I thought his entrance and the whoops were a little better than you. Yeah. But your lines, you were cutting down and everything. So it's working well.
He's like not afraid to bring some speed into some whoops. I don't know if you watched practice in Abu Dhabi, but he was hitting those whoops, and it was very similar to this. It was a double coming into him, or like a jump coming in, and similar whoops, and he was hitting them faster than Tomac and faster than Kenny. I mean, he's not afraid when they're kind of like this. So, I'm sure I'll have to deal with it tomorrow night, too. They're going to be the same, I'm sure.
I've watched some of these rounds. This looks like a really good track, good dirt. Was this one of the better ones, track-wise?
Yeah, to be honest, all the Arena Cross dirt so far has been night and day better than all Supercross dirt. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I think a lot of we're in a horse thing, so this is probably just manicured dirt. They get the rocks out and whatever, but it's sweet. Last weekend was unreal in Oklahoma, that red clay, and this has been nice.
A little change up for you. Obviously you're a main event guy in Supercross, sometimes getting close to the top 10. Now you're doing Arena Cross, you're winning this thing. What's it like just switching priorities up?
It's different for sure. I enjoyed going to Anaheim and San Diego, but I also walked out of there like kind of got my butt kicked. I mean, I rode good, did all that good, but 15th place is just a hard pill to swallow, and you work as hard as we do, and you got a team spending as much money as they are and all that, but it is nice.
Different mind. You got to wrap your head around it.
Different, and this is mentally draining, but I'll leave here even after a double header. Like, my body's not tired, but my mind is worn out. There's a lot. There's four races and qualifying and all that, so totally different mindset, different thing. Eight times the money, the money. It's crazy. They pay well, and I think they're doing good. They're trying to promote it. I told them I would love for more high level guys to come. I think there's a lot of guys in my same position that are kind of about to get booted out of their 450 seats. And man, come here. It's come race with us, and we'll put on a good show. And I think they'll bring more money, and I think they're willing to give us the cut when they bring in more. So. It's been fun.
And World Supercross and this is a nice like yearly package, right?
For sure. I'd love to do more Supercross rounds and all that. It is a complete and total grind to try to be competitive. I mean, you have to be eat, sleep, breathe Supercross to be competitive there. Not that I don't want to do that anymore. I do. It's just, we're going year round. We've already done, I don't know how many races with World Supercross, Supercross. So we're in a lot of racing already. It's January, and I'm like, is this thing almost over? Is it off season? But it's been enjoyable.
Will we see you at any Supercrosses, you think?
I think we're maybe planning on a couple more. We'll see kind of how the next month or so goes and how I'm feeling too. And Ryan, I know Ryan's banged up. Noah did his shoulder. So it's kind of like, it's been just me. You know, after Anaheim, it was just me at San Diego. So we'll kind of see how it goes.
Cool, man. Good job tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Vince.
Yeah.